write the lyrics to change the game. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. It's the verse effect. Is this the verse effect? It's the verse effect. It's the verse effect. It's the verse effect. I write the lyrics to change the game. Nothing's ever gonna be the same.
Welcome to the Verse Effect, the podcast that analyzes and discusses lyrics from groundbreaking hip-hop and rap songs. I'm Camille.
And I'm Roderick. Today we're taking it back to 1992 with a track that didn't just define a sound, it defined an era.
That's right. We're exploring Nothing But a G-Thing by Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Doggy Dogg, an iconic anthem that introduced G-Funk to the world and reshaped the West Coast hip-hop landscape.
Before we jump in, just a heads up. This episode contains discussion of lyrics with explicit language, sexual themes, and street-related content. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, this episode is not intended for all audiences. So sit back, relax, and strap in, as Dre would say, for a deep lyrical and cultural breakdown of one of the most influential rap tracks ever made.
All right, Camille, let's kick this off with one of the most iconic lines in West Coast rap. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Man, when I first heard that, I was sitting in my dad's record store, and the whole room just, like, froze. You could feel the weight of it. It wasn't just two cities, it was two worlds coming together, right?
Absolutely, Roderick. That line is so much more than just a shout-out. It's a declaration. Compton and Long Beach, those names carried real meaning in the early 90s. They were both epicenters of West Coast hip-hop, but also, you know, places with their own histories, their own rivalries, and their own reputations. So when Dre and Snoop linked up, it was like, we're not just making a song, we're uniting the scene.
Yeah, and it's wild because back then, there was this sense that every city had to prove itself. But this track, it was like, nah, we're stronger together. It's almost political in a way, like claiming cultural power, not just musical dominance. I mean, you could feel the shift. Suddenly, the West Coast wasn't just on the map, it was running the map.
Exactly. And it's interesting too because that unity wasn't just about the artists. It was about the communities, the fans, the whole movement. It's a moment where music becomes a kind of social glue, you know? It's not just about beats and rhymes. It's about identity, about saying, we're here and we're together. Now let's talk about Snoop's line. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let him understand from a young G's perspective. I love this because it's classic Snoop, confident but not loud. He's basically saying, I've studied the game, I've mastered it, and now I'm gonna show you how it's done.
Yeah, and it's that effortless cool, right? Snoop's delivery is so smooth, it almost sneaks up on you. He's flexing, but it doesn't feel forced. It's like, I'm just telling you how it is. That's the G-Funk ethos, laid back, but with this underlying sense of control and dominance. I mean, Snoop was a young dude, but he sounded like he'd been running things for years.
And that's what made it so powerful. In gangster rap, you had to prove yourself, whether it was on the mic or in the streets. Snoop saying, I've done my homework. I know the rules. I'm not just here to play. I'm here to win. And the way he says it, it's almost like he's inviting you in, letting you see the world through his eyes.
It's funny, too, because that confidence, it set the tone for a whole generation of MCs. Suddenly, it wasn't just about being the loudest or the hardest. It was about being the smoothest, the most calculated. Snoop made it cool to be calm, you know? All right, so this next line, ain't no pussy good enough to get burnt while I'm up in it. It's definitely one of those lines that makes you do a double take. On the surface, it's crude, but there's something deeper going on, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's raw, but it's also real. You have to remember, this was the early 90s. The AIDS crisis was still very much in the public consciousness, and STDs were a real concern, especially in communities that didn't always have access to the best healthcare or information. So, as much as it's bravado, it's also a warning, a kind of streetwise caution.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, I'm living this life, but I'm not reckless. There's a code, even in the midst of all the swagger. And honestly, that's something you didn't hear a lot in rap at the time. This idea that even the hardest dudes had boundaries, had rules they lived by. It adds a layer of depth to the whole gangsta persona.
Right, and it's a reminder that beneath the surface, there's always more going on. The music might be about partying and excess, but there's an undercurrent of responsibility, of awareness. It's a small moment, but it says a lot about the complexity of the culture. Let's move to Dre's line. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. This is Dre staking his claim, not just as a rapper, but as the architect of the whole sound. He's saying, I'm not just writing the beat, I'm building it.
Yeah, and that's huge. Dre's production on The Chronic, man, it changed everything. He brought in live instrumentation, those deep funk grooves, and just made hip-hop sound bigger, richer. Before that, a lot of rap was sample-heavy, but Dre took it to another level. He was the maestro, literally and figuratively.
And it's not just about the music, it's about vision. Dre was orchestrating the whole thing, bringing in new voices, shaping the direction of West Coast rap. That line is a flex, but it's also the truth. He wasn't just another MC, he was the creative force behind the movement.
It's wild to think about how many producers tried to copy that sound after The Chronic dropped. Dre set the bar, and everyone else was just trying to catch up. He made the producer as important as the rapper, maybe even more so. Now this next one, Never Let Me Slip, 'cause if I slip, then I'm slippin'. That's classic wordplay, but it's also a real statement about survival. In the streets, in the industry, you can't afford to lose focus. One mistake, and it could all be over.
Exactly. In gang culture, slipping means you're vulnerable, you're not paying attention, and that's when bad things happen. But it's not just about violence, it's about relevance, about staying sharp. The pressure to always be on point, to never let your guard down, is real. Even in the laid-back world of G-Funk, there's this constant tension underneath.
Yeah, and that's what makes the song so interesting. On the surface, it's all smooth vibes and cool confidence, but underneath, there's this sense of danger, of having to watch your back. It's like, we're having fun, but don't get it twisted. This is serious business.
It's a reminder that even when you're on top, you can't relax. The stakes are always high, whether you're in the streets or in the studio. That's the paradox of G-Funk. Chill on the outside, but intense on the inside. So, let's talk legacy. Nothing But a G Thang wasn't just a hit. It was a cultural shift. It introduced the world to G-Funk with those lush Parliament samples and that laid-back flow. Suddenly, West Coast rap had a new sound, one that was smooth but still hard-hitting.
Yeah, and Dre's production, he took hip-hop to a whole new level, sampling George Clinton, layering those melodic, funky beats. It made the music feel cinematic. The Chronic set the stage for West Coast dominance, and it made the producer the star. And Snoop? Man, he brought that relaxed flow, that charisma. He made hardcore content feel accessible, even friendly. His voice, his slang, his storytelling, it all became the blueprint for West Coast rap for years to come.
And the crossover appeal, this song brought hip-hop into suburban homes, into the mainstream, into the global conversation. It's foundational. You can hear its influence in everything from production techniques to the way MCs carry themselves. It's timeless, it's trend-setting, and it's still iconic.
Yeah, G-Thang is one of those tracks that just doesn't age. It's always fresh, always relevant. Dre redefined what rap could sound like, and Snoop redefined what an MC could be. That's why we're still talking about it, decades later.
And we'll keep talking about it because its impact is still unfolding. That's the beauty of hip-hop. It's always evolving, always building on what came before. Roderick, this was a good one.
Yeah, Camille, always a pleasure. Thanks for breaking it down with me. And thanks to everyone listening. Stick with us. We've got more game-changing tracks to explore next time.
If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who loves classic hip-hop as much as you do.
And as always, keep listening closely. The lyrics tell the story. Peace.
It's the verse effect. It's the verse effect. I write the lyrics that change the game. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. I write the lyrics that change the game. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. Nothing's ever gonna be the same.